Welcome to The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca on Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
Happy Sunday and welcome to The Parenting Show. I am your host, Pina Crispo, chicmama.ca. And common topic in all the shows, I think, since March, there's always been some, like, this underlying theme of COVID. And I don't think that we can get around that. It's been our lives, and it's been a huge part of our lives. And during COVID, a lot of people, I guess you can say, started to rediscover themselves. Maybe it has to do with the fact that we were locked down and spent a lot of time with ourselves. But I was one of those people. And I talk about it all the time. I had a really hard time during lockdown, and I still have my ups and downs. But one thing that's been helping me has been just working on myself and that spiritual side of things. So I thought, who better to have on the show today than one of my good friends, a mentor of mine, and I'm talking about Franca Abate of The Soul's Life. She is a Reiki master, teacher, spiritual mentor, guide, you name it, Franca. I don't know. Am I missing anything here?
No, that sounds good.
How are you, Franca? How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Oh my God, my pleasure. And it's really funny because right now we're on Zoom. So we're seeing each other through Zoom and we're doing the show over the phone. And usually I don't get to see my guests, like, and I haven't seen my guests for a very long time. But you are one of the people in my little COVID bubble that I see regularly. And I'm so happy that you're one of my people.
Yes, I am. I love seeing you often.
Yeah, it's great. It's something I've been doing for myself. It's coming to see you every other week. And I'll never forget that one day where I was just like, I don't know that I can do this anymore. I'm having a really hard time. And I feel I don't know, out of sorts, I guess you could say. I was feeling out of sorts. My emotions were all over the place. I legit thought during quarantine, I legit thought that I was actually losing my mind. I know that sounds extreme for those of you guys listening at home, or some of you can maybe relate, but there were days where I would wake up and I'd be like, wait, am I really awake? Or am I still dreaming? Is this reality? Or is this a dream? Because I can't differentiate between the two. And a lot of things started happening. I was seeing synchronicity in numbers. Every time I looked at you know, the clock or picked up my phone, it would always be like 11:11, 1:11, 2:22, 3:33, 4:44. And it was crazy. And so I was like, you know what? I need to go see Franca. Once things like started to, once like we were able to start seeing people again and businesses were opening up, I was like, okay, I'm coming to see you, Franca. Now, Franca, I got to ask, have you noticed a difference with your clients and people coming to see you like now in COVID? Like, was there an awakening? Did something happen? Because 2020 seems a little bit like a reset for a lot of people.
I do find that actually the way I can look at 2020 is that it's a pivotal point in our whole life to set us all in some form of new direction. If we can kind of look past, without ignoring, I'm not saying ignoring, but just kind of look past the what is really happening and seeing where it's putting you individually, where you're basically sitting beside yourself. You have to learn how to handle yourself while you're isolated. It really forces us to connect deeper within our own existence. And I noticed that a lot of clients, like, kind of depends. Like, some people are feeling like uplifted and feel like there's opportunity coming from this, in the sense of like being able to spend more time with their families and being at home and and things like that. But then at the same time, when your career is put on hold or you can't attend work every day and then you're dealing with other struggles, it puts you in a place of feeling like mentally not stable, because I find that they're criticizing themselves and now they want to find ways to connect and see the light. So clients are either going down a rabbit hole where they're feeling negative and they want to get out of it, or some people are just feeling like this is an opportunity to do more or to connect with themselves deeply and are enjoying that. So it's very different for everybody. And one of the things that I always talk about is just meeting yourself wherever you are, not comparing your journey to anybody else, because everybody is on their own path and dealing with something differently. But this year collectively is helping us to connect with ourselves deeper. And I think that that's really important for us to stay curious and dive in a little bit of what these signs are and these emotions and these feelings that we're feeling, so that we can get right on track once things start to just be more in alignment and calmer once this kind of goes away.
Now, Franca, I keep hearing spiritual awakening. And I came across it because I found that, okay, I was at sorts with myself. I was hitting, like, seeing synchronicity everywhere. I wasn't sleeping at night. And so I was doing some research, and a lot of those are signs of a spiritual awakening. But what exactly is a spiritual awakening?
Well, you know, spiritual awakening is, everybody can title it or say it differently. So there's no right or wrong way exactly of like saying it. But the way I see it is that you're finally awakening to heaven's messages or to your divine purpose or to ideally your higher self, right? So technically, we are just a spirit, a soul that lives inside our body. And for a lot of times, we're very much in the physical form, in the subconscious mind. And a lot of people right now, when you go through major trauma and a lot of chaos, it naturally puts you in a position to wake up, because you don't want to be there. And you start, like, all your senses start kicking in, and it creates this awakening where you feel more connected to God or source. And when I speak on God, I mean grand overall design. This is not religion by any means. This is just spirituality and connecting with, for example, who you were before you came here and who you are after you die. That energy of just being a light, a spirit, a soul, you're awakening into that purpose. And it helps open up a lot of channels for you to know what it is that you have to do in your life, what is your life purpose, what is serving you in your life right now, what is weighing you down. And being aware of this is so important, because it helps you flow better in your life and on your path and in your direction. And ideally, we all just want peace of mind and to feel like we're flowing in life and not running against the current, right?
Totally. And I think that was one of the things that motivated me to reach out to you, because I'm a mom, right? And as moms, we naturally take a back seat and put everyone before us, you know, is my partner okay? Are my children okay? Extended family, whatever it may be, right? But we don't take the time to focus on ourselves and just look at the bigger picture and realize that if we do take care of ourselves, and guys, this is something I always talk about on the show, and I'm pretty sure I wrote it in the book that I co-wrote, Mama's Gotta Work, but it's like that analogy where it's like you're on a plane and they always tell you, in case of an emergency, the masks come down, you put it on yourself first and then you put it on your kids. You need to be in a good place, because if you are not in a good place, how can your children be in a good place? And kids pick up on energy, you know? So that was one of the things that motivated me. And you guys at home are probably wondering, but okay, so Pina, you went to Franca, but what happened? What did you do? So I guess, Franca, like, do you want to like jump in and talk a little bit about that and just how you've kind of, you know, you've helped me and how we're on this journey together? Because it's not, you know, a thing that you just start and you're like, okay, I'm good, let's move along.
Exactly. And I'm happy that you said it like that, because it's really not something that you just do once. It actually has to be a ongoing dedication to being curious and diving in and healing what's not serving you, letting that go, and constantly rebalancing yourself, because every single day you're faced with different types of situations. And ultimately, you want to build your most strength and your most awareness of your soul's messages and what you feel and what's working for you and what's not. And I also just want to touch on, you know, the comment that you made about the children, because even myself as a mother, I know that if I am not in my best position, at my best self, I cannot give to her what she needs at all. And that's something as parents that we need to be mindful of, that, you know, people think you get what you give in your life, and it doesn't work like that. It's really you get what you give yourself, because your cup is full and then you can overflow and give more. But if you're giving from a cup half empty, you're not full. You're giving what you have left, and that doesn't work. It never brings people up to a higher vibration. You're going to feel depleted, defeated, and then comparison starts coming in, and you see people thriving, and then you start comparing yourself. And this is where it all happens. It happens just by selling yourself short and not giving yourself that attention first. So when you come to me, like the day that you came to me, and I just felt it in all of your energy that you've had it, this is it. Like, if you don't do something, you don't know what is going to happen. So like, and I noticed that's the effect of a lot of my clients. Like, but why do we have to wait for it to get that bad to like want to do something, right? But at the same time, it's the fact that you can even catch yourself, the fact that you can even acknowledge that, you know what, something needs to change. That's when the magic happens, because you are automatically just shifting to being curious, to knowing something's not working, and to diving into like, what is this? And what can I do to make myself better so that I feel more peaceful or more centered or more present in whatever's happening right in front of you? So when you come to me, we did Reiki and chakra balancing. We healed through all your centers, and there's about 26 different pressure points on your body that we measure to see what's balanced and what's not. And we get to the core of what's happening, and I give you some spiritual guidance on what energetically is being is happening. And so from there, then we see what's next. What are the solutions? We focus on the problems momentarily, and then we go into the solutions. And ultimately, that's what this is all about, is finding the solutions and what you can do in your everyday life to continue to heal.
We are talking all about spirituality on the show today with Franca Abate from The Soul's Life. It's an interesting conversation. You're not going to want to miss it, so don't go anywhere. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be back. This is The Parenting Show right here on Global News Radio, 640 Toronto.
Now, back to The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo on Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
It is Sunday night, and you are tuned into Global News Radio 640 Toronto. This is The Parenting Show. I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca, and we're talking about spirituality on the show today. But I don't want to say just spirituality, because it's a lot more than just that, and we'll explain. Our guest is Franca Abate of The Soul's Life. She is a Reiki master, teacher, spiritual mentor, guide, healer. She's just absolutely incredible. And she's actually my spiritual mentor. She's helping me on my journey right now. Franca, honestly, the stuff you do just blows my mind. I could be having a really crappy day, and I can walk in to see you, and just everything just changes. I said it to you at one of our last appointments, where I'm like, I leave here and I feel high. Like, I am high, guys, and I'm not talking about like, you know, smoking a joint or anything like that. Like, it's a different kind of high. It's a high on life. Franca, like, I don't know how to explain it. It's just awesome. I don't know if it's the Reiki. I don't know if it's the chakra balancing. I don't know what it is. And you know what, actually? People may not even know what Reiki is. Should we explain that for them?
Yeah, perfect. Let's go there. So Reiki, so if I want to simplify it in its simplest forms, if you can imagine the way the sun makes flowers and trees and plants grow, as well as being nurtured. It's using that same life force energy to help your inner light, your spirit grow. So we're attuned to symbols that help bring in life force energy. And through these symbols, we can, you know, bring more light and increase the vibration, or we can decrease the pain and energy that's not serving you, depending on the different symbols. And there's lots of symbols that we work with to do different things. If you want to do distant Reiki, if you want to connect with your higher self, and then most importantly, just to bring the life force energy into anything and everything. It's completely harmless. It's so beneficial to just have as a tool to connect with when you're in a place of discomfort or stress, especially as you're level one. So your Reiki level one is all about connecting with yourself. It's about doing self-healing and using these symbols and your hands to balance yourself, to bring more light in yourself. And even I just like had a vision of when I was teaching, just like working with all the different symbols on your body. Like by the end of that Reiki healing on yourself, you feel different. It just, it's so effective. And if you try it, you'll really understand. But ultimately we want to connect with that part of ourselves and do the self-healing. It's a great tool. Like I said, if you're ever not in a good place and you don't have anyone or anything to turn to, you can turn to this tool to put yourself in a calmer place.
It's funny because I have my Reiki level one and my Reiki level two. I haven't gone, and I don't think I'm ready to take my Reiki master course because I just feel like I still have so much to learn. And I'm just not there in my journey. But it is life changing. I don't know how else to explain it. For those of you listening that are probably wondering, like, well, really? No, I'm telling you, really. It's just something that I think that we need to start incorporating more into our lives. We live in this fast paced society. I often refer to it when I talk to my students. I say that we live in a fast food society. We want everything now, now, now. You know what I mean? Like, we want instant gratification, and we have to learn, and especially me, who has no patience, the Aries here, to just pause and take the time for ourselves. And that could be through doing something like Reiki or even meditation. Affirmations, Franca, you talk about affirmations a lot.
Yeah, and I also like that you said meditation, because, you know, ultimately we're all human bodies here, and the brain, if you could even research this, but the brain actually consumes the most amount of energy in your entire body. So if we're not working the brain is working us. And ultimately, we need to heal and transform what's happening in the brain by thickening the walls around your prefrontal cortex, where cognitive thinking happens and where you're in your conscious mind. Because people who live or are under a lot of stress, you're actually working the amygdala, which is the part of your brain that basically is like irrational, or there's no thinking. It's like when you're drunk and you black out. It's that state of being where you're actually not conscious and present. And the same effect works the amygdala when you're just stressing out. So we want to, like I said, we have a brain, and that's what runs us. And we want to work and heal the brain so that we can be in a better mental state. So it's just scientifically proven that meditation is like the only way to thicken the prefrontal cortex walls of your brain, which will help you be cognitive and calm and present and know what you're doing when you're doing it, not just doing things like impulsively and without no intention, right? So yes, meditation is one of the most important things, as well as affirmation. So think about our children and when we have to teach them things and how many times we have to instill the same thing over and over again until that lesson is engraved in them and they know not to touch a candle burning because you know you shouldn't touch, or whatever the case is. But everything we do is repetitive, repetitive, repetitive. And we have to do that for ourselves. Our inner child is still there, and we still have to be repetitive of the things that we want that are going to serve us. So being positive, being grateful, and having these positive thoughts will actually attract more things to be grateful for and more things to be positive about. But if we're in our minds and we're negative and we're stressing and we're complaining, the universe can't help it. It's by law that they're going to give you that same energy back, and they're going to give you more things to complain about, more things to be negative about. And and we're doing it to ourselves. So it's like, you might as well work the brain and heal what is happening and get present and calm and centered so that we can attract more joyful experiences.
It's so true. It's so true. And you know what? I have to say, I'm learning now to meditate, because I don't think I was doing that good of a job before. And it's something that I always struggled with. Like, if there is someone listening right now, Franca, and they're like, okay, well, I want to start out with some meditation and some affirmations. Like, what are some easy things that they can do? What are some easy forms of meditation that someone can do in the comfort of their own home?
So, like, the first thing that, like, comes to my head is breathe. Like, put your attention on your breath.
Right?
It's like, it is like a tool that we live with every single day. It's actually what keeps us alive. And half the times we don't even realize we're breathing, that we end up holding our breath and like going for this like deep breath, because we've been holding our breath and in our head so deeply. And that's ultimately what meditation is. It's connecting with the breath, the inhale, the outhale, the exhale, and like just connecting and letting that go, right? Because your breath is like your home. I always say, just like, return home to the breath. If you're feeling stressed out at home, like, even put your hand over your heart and just take some deep breaths. Feel your chest expand and then go in. Like, it's so important to just connect with that breath. Another thing, a tool that I always give is, you know, if you're walking the street and someone calls your name, you're going to turn your head. You're going to notice or like move your head to your name. So I'm big on calling your own name in your head, saying like, okay, Franca, take a deep breath, breathe in, breathe out. I like to talk to myself in my head, because I am not Franca. Franca is my identity in this lifetime, but that's not who I am. So my soul is trying to connect with Franca to just get centered and breathe in this moment, because that's what's making me move through this life. But that's not ultimately what we are at our core. It's not me, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I totally get it. And this is going to sound so funny to a bunch of people, but I have to tell you that Franca taught me how to breathe. You're probably thinking, she's taking a sip of coffee at the same time or water. I almost spit it out when I said that. But it's so true, because, you know, it's something that, okay, fine, we were born and it's something you do. You breathe. You know how to breathe. But do you really know how to breathe? And it wasn't until I sat with Franca that I was like, okay, this is how you do it. And I've meditated with her. We've done like full moon meditations and private one-on-one stuff. And it's literally like my mind will start to wander, and Frank is in my head and it's like, call your name and breathe. So it's like, okay, Pina, breathe. And that has been so easy for me, and my go-to when it comes to meditation now, because I always struggled with meditation, because it was always something that I felt was overwhelming. Like, oh my God, picture your legs as tree trunks and the roots and ground yourself. And it was just too hard for me. But breathing is simple and it does so much.
Mm-hmm.
Even the water, you have something that you do with water that you taught me.
Yeah, so I always talk about when you drink water, say positive affirmations in your mind, like, I am worthy, I am deserving, I am loved, I am positive. Just say positive affirmations, because we're made of mostly water. Then that will instill that affirmation in your body. And also when you bathe or shower, you want to wash off what's not serving you and say, I release what's not serving me. I wash away that energy. I renew myself. So talking to the water is very important. Even with like using sound in my sound bath meditations and so forth, because we're made of water, that sound will move the water and ultimately raise your vibration. So these are tools that you can use on your own, and you can connect with sound bowls with me like every Wednesday night. I do the online meditations or in person, but just connecting with meditation and with water will really help shift you.
We are talking with Franca Abate of The Soul's Life today on the show. Don't go anywhere because we'll be back with more. This is The Parenting Show right here on Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
You're listening to The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo on Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
Welcome back to The Parenting Show. I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca. And on the show with me, I've got my good friend, Franca Abate of The Soul's Life. She's a spiritual healer, a coach, mentor, Reiki master, teacher. The list goes on and on. Franca, thank you so much for jumping on with me today and having this conversation. I think it's a really important one to have. And one that I don't think happens often. I think a lot of people, when they hear spirituality, sometimes they get like freaked out by it.
Right. I know it is a touchy subject. Some people are open and then some people do find fear in it, which is understandable. But I do think that it's important to get curious and understand what we are and how to connect with it deeper.
And like, I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong, but like, it seems like the root of it is self-love.
So that is the root of it. And it's something that unfortunately we're not taught growing up, like in schools and places, like it's not instilled. And one thing that I always just try to give credit to like different generations is that, you know, or just even in parenting in general, we all had a life before we became parents. And sometimes we lose sight of that because of the responsibility of being a parent. But it's so important to remember the root of that and the truth in that, because connecting with yourself and loving yourself is ultimately what expands and brings more love to everything you come in touch with. That's why I believe that like working with our children and like really instilling self-love and the way for them to honor themselves and love themselves at such a young age is so important, because at least we can play that part in making them aware, especially if they're not being necessarily taught that through your everyday walk of life, which I actually think should be mandatory in schools. I think that,
I know, right? You'd think, but it's not.
Yeah, it's like they miss the biggest point of, you know, like of life, just knowing yourself and loving yourself. And honestly, I feel like even to get to this point in my life, it came from just tragedy and trauma that really makes you open up to wanting to say, this is so uncomfortable. I don't want to live in this discomfort anymore. Like, how can I feel peace? How can I get calm? Like, what does that? And then like the research it took to like get into this position, right? So now with being a parent, I think that I try to instill that in my daughter so much by us like standing in the mirror and saying affirmations like, I love myself. I am full of love. I am strong. I am inventive. I am capable. I am deserving. And just instilling these positive affirmations so that when she's out there in the world, she remembers who she is. And it's coming from a humble place. But if you know yourself, you can be comfortable in environments where, you know, with especially right now, we're all like forced to disconnect in ways that children just don't understand that. They depend on that human connection, right?
And it's more so than ever right now, right? With everything that's going on in the world. Yeah.
And that's the thing is like, not to say that they don't fully understand, but do they fully understand like what is going on and why they can't even be with their friends and like at a soul level, like we all want that human touch, that human connection, that human love. Like it's so powerful, that connection. And that's why even with Reiki, like when you're putting the energy in areas in your body, you feel more lighter and more connected because you're giving it the attention it needs. And our children need that same attention for themselves, especially if they're not getting it like from outside of them, right? Like with their friends and being able to connect. So I do think it's really important.
Yeah, I think it's super important. And it's something that, you know, as parents, sometimes we don't think about that stuff. Just like I said before, sometimes, you know what I mean? We're so consumed with like the thought of making sure everyone else is okay, and then putting ourselves on the back burner and taking a back seat. We need to make ourselves a priority. We need to work on ourselves, but we also need to, you know, once we have that going, we need to bring our kids into it. And we need to teach them, like you said, Franca, we need to teach them self-love and practice these affirmations with them. Because right now, especially I find right now with everything that's going on in the world, they need it more than ever.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's like the thing is that if we can, I noticed it with even my own daughter that when you lead by example, like the other day I was just meditating at home. She literally said to me, and this is a 3.5-year-old, Mommy, I want to meditate with you. And she came and sat beside me. And even when we were in quarantine, complete isolation, I noticed that when I would, you know, play my sound bowls, she would come in and want to play the bowls too. And it's like, we really lead by example. And if they see us in tune with ourselves and connecting with ourselves in these ways, they're going to be curious. They're going to want to know what that is. And they're just going to join in, right? So I think that it's important that if we're doing that, to display that so that they can take on that energy and want to be a part of it, because energy travels, and our kids are watching us and they listen to everything we say. And are they ever? And I just think it's so important that we show them that this is a way of life and what that looks like, and have them be interested to somewhat partake, especially at a younger age. But even if they're older, just finding ways to get them curious about it.
And Franca, I totally agree with you. Honestly, it's not something that takes a whole lot of time. And I come to you regularly, but it's stuff that you can do at home. You can do it alone. You can do it with your kids. And again, it's just so important that you take this time for yourself, just to reconnect. And I think now more than ever, we are talking all things spirituality, I guess you could say, right here on the show today. And we'll be back with more. We're going to take a quick break, but don't go anywhere. This is the Parenting Show right here on Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
Back to the Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca on Global News Radio 640 Toronto.
Welcome back. This is the Parenting Show right here on Global News Radio 640 Toronto. And I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca. My guest today is Franca Abate of The Soul's Life. She is my spiritual mentor, guide. She's a Reiki master, teacher, you name it. This girl does it, and she does a phenomenal job of it. Like I mentioned earlier in the show, 2020 has been a really difficult year, a weird year for many, myself included. And if you're one of those people listening at home and you're like, yes, Pina, I've been feeling it too, and I'm at sorts, and I feel lost, and I'm struggling, just know that you're not the only one. I'm going through it. I've been going through something for the past few years, and it wasn't until quarantine that things have brought me in a different light, and then things brought me to Franca. And so if you're looking for that light and to start on this journey of self-discovery, self-love, Franca is here to help us with that. So Franca, because we're wrapping up the show, before we go, I really just want to get some, you know, tips and advice out there for everyone listening that might need the help. So like, what are some things that they can do?
So the first thing that comes to me is like just starting your day with you. I think that sleep is very important. So when you get your rest and you wake up and you're coming out of that sleep state, you want to make sure that you're not just like running to your phone or like automatically going to things outside of you. Just waking up, taking 3 deep breaths with yourself, connecting with yourself for a moment, even with children, try and let's say they're crying or calling for you, try even just taking one deep breath and just saying, I'm awake, thank you, and just kind of honoring yourself in that moment. I think that starting your day with you is a big key to the way your whole day flows and to everything. So I would say that that's a big pointer, is doing that. I would also, like, if you have a hard time remembering things, maybe grab, like, a stack of post-its and write, like, breathe, or I am loved, or I am deserving, and start just sticking them around the house or places that you go to often, whether it's the bathroom, the kitchen, on the fridge, or in your bedroom mirror, or wherever the case is. But put these reminders until you kind of have instilled the process of thinking positively. I found that that worked for me as well, is just constantly having it in my face where I'm reminded of what I need to do, right?
Yeah.
So that's another thing I would do. And then, of course, working with water, because it's something that we're already doing anyways. You're drinking water, you're bathing. So connecting with that water, like I mentioned earlier, and, you know, saying the affirmations as you drink the water, or asking the water to wash away and release what's not serving you. Also, just like being mindful. So like when you eat, saying a prayer over your food, and start just getting conscious and more present with your actions. But I think it starts with finding the tools. So turning to your breath, like I said, in times of frustration, yeah, that's another tool. But then most importantly, and when I first started this journey, it was because I was in a bad place. I was in trauma. I was very sad and going through a lot of different emotions. And, you know, COVID, I know for this year, for other people, have done the same thing, just dealing with circumstances. Or even if it's not COVID, just whatever anybody is dealing with, I think it's so important that you find a mentor, that you find somebody that resonates with you, that kind of says what works for you so that you can start taking action. So, like, when I felt like I was in that dark place and I felt like I was, like, just emotionally living in hell, I decided I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to pack my bags. I'm going to leave this state of emotion, and I'm going to find the light. And I start to look for my resources, and I turned to Reiki, actually. Somebody suggested it, and I kept getting signs. I was like, you know what, let me try this. And I did my level one, and I found that that really helped and healed me. And that's what made me take on this journey, so that I can connect deeper and find the light, and also using meditation as a form of just quieting the mind and connecting deeper with myself. So these are very profound tools that we can use, and there's resources and avenues to connect with this. If you don't know how to do it yourself, there are resources and people that you can connect with to tap in. And it's very important to find that mentor and that person that resonates with you, and stay committed to yourself, because you are your best investment. And like I said earlier, this life is really about what you give yourself, so that you're able to give more. So it's important to invest in yourself so that you can show up more authentically, more calmly, and just more consciously in all of your life choices and your everyday living.
I love it. I love it, and I love you so much, Franca. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for being my mentor. If anyone wants to get a hold of you because they have questions, or maybe they want to come and see you, how would they do that?
You can email me at thesoulslife@gmail.com, or you can visit my website, thesoulslife.com. You can also see me on Instagram, which is the handle @thesoulslife. I do online meditations every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. So if you're looking to be able to just meditate in the comfort of your own home, you can do that. There's lots of opportunity. I do one-on-one sessions that you can come and see me. But the most important thing is that you just ask anything that you have on your mind. Ask and see what will work best for you. And the other thing is, I'm big on activity, and I'm big on doing things that make you feel like you're connecting, for example, like the act of meditation or the act of stopping to take a deep breath. So what I've created starting Friday the 13th of November, I'm going to be doing a walkthrough maze that will help you just connect deeper with yourself and connect with your chakras. And it's just an activity for you to get more curious. So that's happening from Friday the 13th till the 15th, which is the new moon.
amazing, amazing, amazing. Guys, go give her a follow. She'll be posting all her info there on upcoming events, about the weekly online meditations she does on Zoom, including upcoming Reiki classes. Thank you so much, Franca. And for those of you that maybe tuned in late and want to listen back, you can do so on our podcast. Go take a listen, Apple, or anywhere else you like to get your podcast from. And enjoy. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday evening. Have a great one. And we will catch you back here next Sunday at 8 o'clock. I am Pina Crispo, and this is The Parenting Show right here on Global News Radio 640 Toronto.